Rabbi Nityananda should wait to get out, huh? Shiva said, go over a Bhaktivinoda Gajai. She see Radhakunda. Go over the Sayam Kunda. Radhakunda, here we go over nine Gajai. Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturam Kijai, Namadeepdam Kijai, Devadasami Kijai, Yamunamari Kijai, Shimadila Sideva Gajai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gajai, go, Premananda Hari Hari. All glorious, the assembled devotees, all glorious, the assembled devotees, all glorious, the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So Omagana Timidandasha Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshudan Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Since tomorrow happens to be one of the most important days of the year, Radhastami, that means the eighth day of the moon, and it's Srimati Radharani's appearance, we could say a few words about Srimati Radharani. I was thinking that the best way to understand Srimati Radharani is by understanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's interesting. Because the topics of Radha and Krishna are very, very elevated. Very, very elevated topics and can easily be misunderstood, easily be seen like love affairs of this material world. In fact, you find that most of the Bollywood movies, they're imitating Radha and Krishna. Like, you know, Radha and Krishna have their rasa dance, and they dance in a circle. Well, practically every Bollywood movie, there's some dancing in a circle around a couple. Isn't it? Or line dancing or something like that. You know, the whole, suddenly everyone breaks out in the middle of the Bombay Railway Station. Isn't it? You've seen these movies like that? That Slumdog Millionaire was like that. And they start dancing. Probably the most polluted place on earth. And so it's an imitation of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. And so generally, it's very elevated. It's very hard to understand. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu helps us understand Radharani's mood. And of course, why is it important to understand Radharani's mood? Because she is very merciful. Krishna is merciful. Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. He's merciful, but only up to a point. Because in order to get Krishna's mercy, you got to follow his instructions, which are Sarva Dharman Purachaya Vame Kam Sharanam Braja. You have to surrender. And if you don't surrender, too bad. You get the Sudarshan Chakra disc, you know, or something equivalent to the Sudarshan Chakra disc. So you really don't, you know, it's Krishna's way or the highway, as they say. My way, the highway. So, it's very hard to approach Krishna in that way, especially in Kali Yuga, for the souls of Kali Yuga, because Krishna's demanding. Whereas we find, even in this world, that ladies are actually a little more sentimental than men. Just a little. They will. No, I'm just teasing. A lot more. So anyway, so ladies are more sentimental and soft-hearted. It's like if you go to any religious ceremony, you'll find that the ladies are there listening. If you go to Bhagavad Saptaha, for example, the ladies are all there, and the leader of the Bhagavad Saptaha is saying, or something like that. And the ladies are crying. Isn't he wonderful? And the men are in the back talking business. You know, they just came to placate their wives so the wives would be happy. So isn't it? I've seen that many times. Marriages are like that too. I've been at many marriages, performing many marriages, and it's only women there. And you think, you know, the men would be there too. I mean, yeah, the brother of the bride is there. He's the only man. And the father of the bride are the only men that can come to the marriage. But everybody else is outside the door, you know. And the women are all inside crying. Oh, it's love. And of course they're remembering how they got married and how, anyway, the love was a little transformed after some time. So anyway, getting back to the point. So women are naturally soft-hearted. So Prabhupada said that Srimati Radharani is the, of course, feminine counterpart of the absolute truth, but she's soft-hearted. And so if we approach her, then Krishna will surely give us, and she's just very merciful. So when Krishna takes on her mood, that of course is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhava. Bhava means emotion. So he's taking on the Bhava or of Srimati Radharani. Then he becomes, Krishna becomes more merciful than ordinary. And he also takes on her color too. He becomes golden. Normally he's blackish, but sometimes he becomes golden when he takes on Radharani's color. So Krishna appears as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I mean, that's the exoteric reason, to give mercy out to everybody, to give mercy to the souls in Kali Yuga. In fact, the demigods, they're standing on line to take birth in Kali Yuga. They're looking for good families. So those of you who are getting married, you know, you're going to give birth to some demigods. Indra, Varuna, Lord Brahma. You know, if your child has four heads, then you know it's Lord Brahma has taken birth. Or he takes birth with a thunderbolt. I mean, then you know it's Indra. That's seriously speaking. So the demigods, it's Kali Yuga's very fortune. Kaler Doshan and Hey Rajan. Ashyeko Mahadguna. Kirtanad Eva Krishna Sha Mukta Sangha Paramajet. This Kali Yuga is an unfortunate thing because it's, in one sense, it's an ocean of difficulty. Manda Samanda Matyo, Manda Bhagyo Padrata. People are unfortunate, people are short lived, people argue with each other. We were just talking before how families sometimes they argue between each other. And so, but there's one good quality, and that good quality overcomes all the bad qualities, and that's Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambhajet. If you simply take this chanting of Krishna's name, and when we talk about Krishna's name, we talk about Radha's name too. Because we're not simply chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. We're chanting Radha Krishna, which is Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Which means, as most of you know, O Radharani, in the vocative form, vocative means to call out, to cry out, please engage me in Krishna's service. So we're actually approaching Radharani at every moment when we're chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's one of the purposes. Of course, he has his own internal purposes. He wants to understand Radharani's love for him. He wants to see himself from her perspective, because Krishna is the ultimate egotist. You understand? One time Krishna was looking at a reflection of himself in a lake, and he said, who's this wonderful young boy, you know? He's very attractive. Because Krishna can be an egotist because he can have a big ego. Because he is the big ego. You know, he can say, Swaroham aham bhogi, siroham bhagavan sukhi, I'm perfect, powerful, happy, I'm the controller, because he is like that, right? Bhaktaram, same thing as Bhaktaram Jagatapasam, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Suvidam Sarvabhutanam, Yadvamam, Shanti Mrishati. He says, I am the enjoyer, the ultimate goal of all the sacrifices, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, the Lord of all the worlds, and the well-wisher of all living entities, Suvidam Sarvabhutanam. So anyway, so Krishna wants to see himself from Radha's perspective, and he wants to understand the love, and he wants to enjoy, which is really interesting. Because by serving Krishna, which Radharani shows us, by serving Krishna, one can enjoy more than being Krishna himself. Like the Mayavadis and impersonalists, they sometimes portray themselves as Krishna. They say, I'm God, you're God, or at least I am, if you're not. And, you know, usually they don't give you credit to be God, but they just say they're God, and they have so many mystic, magical tricks to prove the point. And but actually it's much more enjoyable to be a servant, because that's our constitutional nature. Like, I was just watching a video of some imitation God the other day. Not that I normally watch them, but it was a BBC report on him. And he looked miserable. He was trying his best. He produced a Shivalinga from his mouth. Actually, first he had to swallow it. It was interesting. I mean, seeing him produce it. You know, they zoomed in on his mouth. He swallowed the shivaling, and then after producing the shivaling before his mouth, he became so exhausted he had to take rest for an hour. So, but I was looking. I mean, he looked miserable. And but by serving God, you become ecstatic. I mean, Radharani enjoys more than Krishna. So, devotees of Radharani, devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can enjoy more than God. Devotional service is really enjoyable because the enjoyment is the love. Because we all have this loving propensity. And it's being focused on the wrong things. You know, on our iPod or iPad. Or what else are you focusing on? On your car. I mean, I was driving with someone today. A real old car. And he said, I love my car. So, I criticized it and he got offended. And I said, this is an old car, you know. What, 1996 or something? Yeah, 1996. This is an old jalopy. So that's the point. We're giving our love to old jalopies in this world. And then, you know, what's the happiness from such a thing? And so anyway, so, but we serve Krishna, we focus our loving propensity, then it can increase unlimitedly, and then we're just completely satisfied, more satisfied, and it grows all the time. And that's what Radharani is showing us. You know, Radharani doesn't say, you know, I'm tired of that Krishna. You know, I've seen him so many times, he's so tricky, he dances with other girls, you know. Sometimes the gopis do say, let's try to forget him. And they talk amongst themselves. Don't ever talk about that Krishna. I don't want to hear Krishna's name anymore. Don't even think of Krishna. And at the same time, they're saying Krishna, Krishna. You know, they're actually trying to avoid something that's making them more conscious by trying to avoid it. So, but really, you know, Radharani never gets tired of Krishna, and Krishna never gets tired of Radharani. It's nice. It's everlasting, eternal, ever-increasing love. And this is really what we're looking for, and this is what will give us happiness. And so that's what we can learn from Radharani. So we should serve her. And how do we serve her? The best way to serve her is by doing this Sankirtan, because Radharani, or Krishna, the mood of Radharani, is engaged in Sankirtan. And Prabhupada said the mood of Sankirtan, that means congregational chanting, distribution of literature, preaching to people, bringing people, distribution of prasadam, bringing people to Krishna consciousness. So, Prabhupada said the mood of Sankirtan is the same mood as the gopis in Vrindavan. It's an interesting statement. One devotee wrote him a letter asking him, you know, he said, I gave a class saying this is the mood of the gopis in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada said, yes, you're right. This is the mood. So if you want to understand Srimati Radharani and the gopis of Vrindavan, then then you start instructing, helping people come to Krishna. And then very quickly you make spiritual advancement. But if you just sit down in Radha Kund and chant, trying to, you know, involve yourself in your internal life, your mind will be all over the place. It's just going to be all over the place, you know. And then how are you going to make spiritual advancement? But if you concentrate on helping people become Krishna conscious, and this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction to us. Especially, he says, those who were born in India. Or he also says those who were born in Fiji. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Did he say that? I don't remember that verse. I don't remember that verse. But he means people of Indian extraction. It's a higher birth. You all have this nice higher birth. We Westerners have, you know, a lesser birth. I mean, I'm not embarrassed about it. Just lesser birth. I mean, I can still become Krishna conscious by your mercy. So, because dinahina yata chilo, hurinam udarilo, it doesn't really matter, birth. But specifically, those who have this Indian extraction have a higher responsibility to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that higher responsibility is to assist in the mission of Srila Prabhupada, to remain, we were talking about this just before we came, to remain faithful in the service of Srimati Radharani's and Lord Chaitanya's dearmost servant of the modern day and age, and that's His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. So one should always serve the mission of Prabhupada. Those who Prabhupada had this one interesting statement. He says, anyone who thinks they can become Krishna conscious outside of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is living in hallucination. Has anyone heard that statement before? What that means, it's not a criticism of other organizations. It's a criticism of people who've taken shelter of Prabhupada and think they can do it on their own after that. They're living in hallucination. Hallucination means that sometimes we think we're Krishna conscious because we're conditioned souls. We think something's Krishna conscious. We think we're feeling spiritual ecstasy, but actually what we're just feeling is just mundane happiness. We can't distinguish between the two sometimes. We need association of devotees to distinguish the two, between the two. And we do experience spiritual happiness, and we also experience material happiness. But the way to distinguish is to have association of devotees. So hallucination means you think that something is real that's not real. Or you think that something is not real is real. You understand? Or you see something that's real in a different way than it actually is. You see it in an illusory way, like a rope is a snake is a rope, like that. So we don't want to live in hallucination. If we remain faithful to Srila Prabhupada's society, we know we're on the right track, we're in the boat. If you jump off the boat, there's a chance you can swim the ocean. A small chance. Just like recently, one old lady swam from Cuba to the United States. Interesting. She was actually my age. I was thinking I should try that. You know, just Hare Krishna swimmer, you know. And that's a long swim. It's about 140 kilometers. Pretty good, isn't it? Through the sharks. The Caribbean, yeah. So some people can do it. But I don't advise you to do it. And so some people may be able to swim over the ocean of material existence. But when you serve Prabhupada's mission, the ocean of material existence becomes shrunk to no more than the water in a calf's footprint. So that's the secret. And then Srimati Radharani is pleased, Krishna is pleased, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pleased, and then easily back to home, back to Godhead. Not a difficult procedure. Anyway, so those of you who are born in India have that special responsibility to do that, to carry out this mission. I mean, it's a great responsibility. And if you don't carry out the responsibility, you're negligent. So, anyway, on that nice note, I think we'll end because we don't want to go on too late because we've been visiting 1,001 houses today. Fortunately, I had someone by my side to eat all the food that they gave me. It got too much eating in everybody's house, you know. And I never wanted to see a piece of fruit again. So I just stationed someone right by my side. So anyway, so we've been traveling. We're leaving early tomorrow. So we want to... anyone have any questions, quick questions? And otherwise, we can take prasadam. Questions or comments? Questions or comments? There's a chandra. Oh, you have a question? No. Yeah.
Maharaj, you mentioned just a while ago about that verse, Sarva Dharmam Parityaja.
Yeah.
Krishna said, abandon all varieties of religion. What does he mean by that?
I mean, all other goals in life, all other services. I mean, just like, let's talk a little about the Christian religion. A quote from the Bible. There was one man who wanted to follow Jesus Christ. And he said, but first I have to take care of my father's funeral. And Jesus Christ said, no, come now, let the dead bury the dead. I mean, that's sort of surrender. I don't think any of you are ready for right now. You know, let the dead bury the dead. You know, can imagine your funeral is there. So, give up all other, like, objectives in life. Goals. Worship of the demigods. I mean, everything else other than worship of Krishna. You know, tell the demigods just to jump off a cliff or something like that you're not going to serve them. Tell the forefathers you're not going to serve them. This Mame Kam Shandanam Brasha. That's how it's summarized. Just go, Braja, go, Mami, come. Only me. Mami, come, Shravanam, Braja. But don't worry about it. Aham Tvam Sarvapapebhyo Moksha Yashami Masujaha. And don't worry. Masujaha, don't have any fear for the whole thing. So that's Sarvadharma. Any other objectives or even responsibilities, give it up. I mean, like Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, he had responsibilities towards his grandfather, Bhishma. There's a definite responsibility. You're not supposed to kill your grandfather. Isn't it? I mean, that's probably a Vedic injunction. Please don't kill your grandfather. In the, of course, even in the Christian literature, thou shalt not kill, especially your grandfather. So, but Arjuna was asked to just do something that was completely against even ordinary moral principles. And his guru, right? Dronacharya had to be killed. And his cousin brothers. I mean, Sarva, Dharma, and Purushaja. I mean, so that's pretty heavy. I don't think anyone here is ready for that. So therefore, chant Hare Krishna. It's a lot easier, isn't it? Chant Hare Krishna, and whatever you're doing, like Prabhupada said, whatever you're doing, do it for Krishna, dovetail your life in Krishna's service. And then you will come to the point of Sarvadharma and Purushaja and be happy about it. But not with, we're not advocating you drop everything and just like take sannyas. Don't worry about it. But that's what it basically means. Be ready to do anything and everything. There's one funny story about Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj that he tested one devotee like that. Well, of course, he generally tested devotees like that. There was one devotee in Fiji. His name was Nityananda. Remember Nityananda? He's from Fiji. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj wanted him to become the temple president in Dallas, Texas, and Nityananda didn't want to leave. So he said to him, if you don't leave, you're not my disciple anymore. Because he was attached to Fiji, you know, nice and warm and nice mangoes. I'm going there tomorrow, it's mango season, so. So he was surrendered. Most of the time people are not that surrendered. Even he had one lecture, what is it called, Surrender Loka. Oh yeah, we called Dallas, Texas, Surrender Loka. Pretty heavy, isn't it? So most people are not ready for that degree of surrender. And they won't even ask the spiritual master, what is your instruction? Because they don't want to disobey the order, so they just don't ask. That's interesting, isn't it? Gurudev says, would you like me to give some instruction? No. Not right now, Gurudev. I'm not ready for any instructions. Anyway, so Sarvadharma, we're not ready. So we just preach Krishna consciousness. And then surrender automatically comes. It's not. Surrender is a very harsh word anyway. Surrender or authority or stuff like that. But if you experience in a higher taste, if you're experiencing love, then you're ready to do anything for the beloved. So any other questions or comments before we take prasad? No? Yeah.
I was just curious, Maharaj, does Lord Chaitanya have is Lord Chaitanya in the spiritual?
Yes. It's in one of the neighborhoods of Goloka Vrindavan. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya get to be with him simultaneously and Krishna simultaneously. It's actually a neighborhood in Goloka Vrindavan. You can use your GPS to get there. It's Chaitanya's neighborhood. And generally the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they get to be like Brahmin boys or something like that in Chaitanya Leela. So this is eternal Leela also going on in the spiritual world. Some of the incarnations don't have planets in the spiritual world, like the non-human incarnations. They're eternal. The pastimes are eternal because they're always occurring somewhere in the material world, but they don't have a planet in the spiritual world. Prabhupada actually stated that, the non-human incarnations. And Krishna has as many incarnations, avatars, as there are species of life. So you can imagine, like, there's an amoeba incarnation. You know what amoeba is? There's a mouse incarnation. So if you see any of these creatures, like if you see a cockroach wearing a peacock feather, you know, it's God. Actually, my handler is saying it's time to cut. He just went like that. So I think we have to, and now so we can take prasadam jai, all glories to His divine glory. Shilabhalpad, Shilabhalpad, Jai.